The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Baby, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and we've got Stephanie Toops in studio today. And we have an amazing show coming up, you guys. I'm so excited. I've got Dr. Nasha Winters. She just wrote the book, The Metabolic Approach to Cancer. She's very good friends with Sean Wells and all the guys that, you know, out there just, you know, doing the best that they can to figure out what's up with cancer and all these other things that ail us as human beings.
They're in the trenches, all right?
Yeah, they are. In the trenches. I mean, this woman is amazing. Her book is amazing. I've already shared it with my friend that is fighting cancer right now. She's been fighting ovarian cancer for 3.5 years, my dear friend Inez, and we're trying to get her well. And so all this is so important. And I have to tell you, you know, Danny, you asked, how was the trip? It was amazing. We went to Austin this weekend to the Paleo FX, and I don't even know where to begin. So I dragged all of this up here with me. It's amazing to watch all the new products come out. And we picked up a national sponsor, which is great. The one-stop paleo shop, and they sell Prescript Assist. You've heard Sean Wells talk about that before. It was kind of funny. So, you know, there's hundreds of exhibitors there. And so we were walking around, and I said to the girls, I say, oh, do you got any deodorant on you? I forgot my deodorant. And I don't really wear a lot of deodorant anyway. I'm just not, at least I don't think so, a real stinky person.
Well, and once your body adjusts to the right kind of deodorant, you don't need it as much.
Yeah, and so, you know, I kind of have that on.
Just like the commercial. Raise your hands if you're sure.
I am sure. Okay, and so Marie said, look at that. It was like a little grocery store, and it had all these products. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I use that. Oh, my gosh, there's Prescript Assist. There's this, there's that. The Casavanos chips that we brought on the air that day, and just a ton of products that I use. Hail Mary was, I mean, it's just incredible. But
so Lexi, did you stock up on free stuff?
Oh, for sure. Yes, she did. Look at her.
Oh, my gosh. We got so much stuff.
This is only part of my stash. I mean, they were giving us so much stuff. And Bulletproof did an amazing job. The Bulletproof brand, Dave Asprey, you know.
You drive. You shouldn't fly because you can't bring it back.
Well, that is.
That's why you take an empty suitcase.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Well, we did that because we passed out our little pens. We had the cutest little pens made. Marie did it.
They're adorable.
Our new business cards, they have the seeds where we give them out, and we're planting good seeds, positive seeds everywhere we go. And the whole experience was really awesome. I haven't been out of town in a really long time, so it just felt good to get away and just chill out for a couple of days. And we did a lot of walking, a lot of talking. One of the things that I thought was really, really fascinating, I really thought that the whole paleo movement doesn't give a crap, really, about how the animals are treated, because, you know, a huge part of their diet is meat.
Sure,
it's
that's
protein
an interesting
and it's
observation.
Meat.
Yeah.
But it's not. Uh-huh. There are some great companies out there. You know, I want to give a shout out to Moulets, okay? So, Lori, right?
Isn't that Lori?
Lori, okay. She's one of the founders for just this amazing company that is raising animals the right way.
It's a sausage company.
Is it just sausage?
Okay. I believe so.
Okay. Anyway, fascinating antibiotic free, certified gluten free, certified paleo friendly, no sugar, no nitrates, but just a really good company. Another one, White Oak Pastures, out there doing it right. Another company, you don't think about it, Danny, like the tuna fish that we all eat. Okay, so there's two new companies out there that are making sure that our tuna is safe, and our, you know, they've got wild yellowtail, whatever. Is that a sardine? What is yellowtail?
It's not a sardine, it's just a
yellowtail is a wine. Yeah.
It was
leave it to Danny to bring in the alcohol.
It is a wine. And I'm not even a wine drinker. I think yellowtail, it's like, you know, you could get white tuna.
It's just a species of tuna. It's a species of tuna.
Yeah, and it's more of an, I don't want to say expensive, but it's more expensive or more exotic.
I eat it on my sushi.
Well, you cannot believe how tuna fish is produced and the changes that are in the industry by companies like Safe Catch, Eat Pure, Live Pure. The founder of the company, Sean, talked to us at length about how things are done and how they decided to do it differently and how they, I can't remember the whole story. I think it was his grandfather or somebody that came up with the process. I can't wait to have him on the show to talk about it, though, to educate us all about tuna.
Well, that's really great because fish, I mean, a lot of the fishes, you have to look for a clean fish now. You know?
Well, was and this that's the one whole... without the mercury?
Mercury, yeah. Like tuna is one of those things that you're, that's great. I would love to learn more about
it's
that.
It's even like safe for pregnant
because you can't eat it when you're pregnant. That's what I was going to say. I spent the last thing 3 about, years being pregnant.
Yeah. So. The thing about tuna or a lot of those, like even shark, you're going to find some levels of mercury. You know, in big fish like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there was just my brain's almost a little overwhelmed. I've got all this stuff in front of me. One of the things that I saw, which is really interesting because Robert Richmond is coming up on the show this week. He was supposed to be on Friday. Remember X-Pill, the X-Pill guy who was the founder of Zappos. And can't wait to talk with him about the X-Pill thing and some of this, these other products like Moon Dust. So you put this, you know, you put these little packets in water and you can... You can target beauty, brain, sex, power, spirit, or dream. Here, I'm going to toss it over.
Are you kidding me? I need to just, like, eat this entire box right now.
And so, and then, you know, this, Lena's, is it Lena's, Lucid Dreaming Tea. You make the tea and drink it in the morning. And you guys heard more of it than I did because I was next door at the other booth.
He basically said it makes you like super in tune with your subconscious.
Subconscious, that's right.
And so you drink it in the morning because it's caffeinated. And he said throughout the day, you'll kind of feel yourself more in tune with your like what you're
crazy?
Thinking. And then
give me all the things that you got this weekend. Well, yeah. Because
it was cool. He said you'll basically know you're dreaming, but you won't want to wake up. And so you'll be like super.
Well, that's
in tune
lucid dreaming. The whole premise behind lucid dreaming is that you can control your dreams.
Right.
Right.
And so that's a bit.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
I watched a video on the power of like the law of attraction and how powerful your mind is. So can you imagine like if you were more in tune with driving your surroundings?
Right.
That's amazing.
Well, that's what Robert Richmond, you know, the X-Pill is. So I can't wait to have him on. He's coming up this week.
On Wednesday.
And then so here's the set. So my shoulders and my arms, which is where I carry all my tension, like in my upper neck and stuff, was killing me. So we ran across this booth. And, you know, I'm always a little apprehensive when you see oils and, you know, they have a lot of claims and stuff about how it takes away pain. And so these drops of ancient knowledge were the actual name of the product. It's just a bunch of oils, but make a long story short, they did a treatment on me and put it on my shoulders and my neck. Took about 10 minutes? It's 5 minutes. I swear to you, I've had no shoulder pain since they did it. So, I mean, I was so convinced I bought the thing of oils. And so, was it mind over matter? Is it me, the oil? Like someone
doesn't
just,
matter. Who cares?
I know.
It works.
And so, it's so cool to see all the different products. And one of the new, a big thing there this year, of course, is the collagen.
Uh-huh.
Collagen's everywhere.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then here's another one then, astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, it's A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H. This new supplement that's joint and tendon health, skin health, brain, eye and brain health, cardiovascular health. Anyway, so by William Sears, MD, and so they've got this supplementation.
Is it that they said it'll protect your skin so much because they use it in Hawaii so that they don't have to use sunscreen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it protects your skin from the sun so you don't even have to use sunscreen.
Right.
How cool
Isn't
is that?
Isn't that cool? Yeah. I know. So we're going to get all these people on the show.
Protecting yourself from the inside out.
From
that's
the inside
awesome.
Out. Yeah. That's right.
It's pretty cool.
And from a lot of different things. And really, that's the key to it, the nutrition from the inside out.
Yes.
You know, if we just eat well, we don't need much more than that, really.
Well, our bodies are designed to, you know... do what they're supposed to do, which is heal themselves.
They're a well-oiled machine when fed properly. Yeah, and so, I mean, I've got a fat bombs over here, Danny, if you want a fat bomb, and then veggie goes, fruit and veggie bites, and oh my goodness, I mean, it's everywhere. There's and we talk about the ketogenic diet here.
Yeah, like I need a fat bomb.
Well, you know, that's the thing. So the ketogenic diet, and that's what we're going to be talking about.
Did you see a lot of that at the thing?
Yeah, not a lot because
it's new.
But it, well, yes.
Fat bombs are great if you're on that lifestyle, but if you're not on the lifestyle, well, they are a fat bomb.
But your body needs those MCTs and collagens and all these
correct.
Great things that they're putting.
Your brain, yeah.
Yes,
correct.
And so,
but what I'm saying is, keep it in moderation if you're not on that lifestyle.
Right. Well, the paleo guy—they just don't eat. They don't eat a lot of grains. You know, mm-hmm. they eat the. You know, like we did when we were cavemen and women.
Right. And that's the whole premise behind that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And so,
like,
but
what did we eat then? Yeah.
They really are on a journey. The companies involved in it of the animals being treated well, which is the total opposite of the normal food industry that
right.
we talk about all the time. And so, yeah, I can't wait. We have got Dr. Brad Dieter coming up and Dr. Nasha Winters and Stephanie Toop. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
If I'm looking kind of dazzled, I see neon lights.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Do you want to reverse the early signs of aging? Hi, this is Bernadette. Do what I do. Pixel Perfect is an aesthetic laser treatment that lifts away years from your face. It can help reverse the early signs of aging and helps counteract years of sun damage or acne scarring. It provides noticeable results. Imagine a dramatic new you. To learn more, go to LynnRobertsMD.com. That's L-Y-N-N-E, RobertsMD.com. Or call 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300. And tell them that Bernadette sent you. Go down in it. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Stephanie Toops, and I've got Dr. Brad Dieter on the line. Excuse me, I had to catch my breath there. He is a certified nutritionist from the ISSN, that's the International Society of Sports Nutrition, a research scientist, nutrition coach, and aspiring Olympic weightlifter. He also runs the blog ScienceDrivenNutrition.com, which strives to bridge the gap between science and the public to bring the best information in the industry right to you. Dr. Brad Dieter, how are you doing today?
I couldn't be better. It's got out of bed. It's nice and sunny.
Don't you love it?
It's a good day.
I love it when it's sunny. It's a whole game changer for me. When I wake up and I have that sad thing, you know, the seasonal affective disorder or whatever it's called. Sean Wells has it too. I think a lot of people have it.
Everybody has it.
Well, no, Danny.
Anybody who doesn't is a liar.
Well, I don't know. Danny, then you're a liar.
Then I'm a liar.
He loves that kind of weather. Drives me crazy.
But
not days and days and days and days on end. But, you know, I love rain. I love rainy days. That's why I think maybe I could live in Portland or Seattle.
That's what that says. He's always trying to get us to move to Seattle. I think I would lose my mind.
But I think so, too, because Robin, of course, you know, lived up there for years and years and years. She said, no, you will. It will eventually
get to you.
Yeah, just kill you.
I lived there.
Seattle is the coffee consumption capital of the United States.
Well, I can tell you.
And I think the suicide capital of the world, too.
I lived there during a drought, and I couldn't take it.
Really? Wow. That's saying something.
I know. So, Dr. Dieter, today we're talking about rewarding exercise with food, a novel approach. So, tell us about what you want us to know about this particular subject.
Yeah. So, this is actually probably one of the one times that we've covered an article that I disagree a lot with.
Okay.
And some of the concepts. So, the article that you guys sent, you know, talks a lot about how basically using exercise as a way to reward somebody's food choices, right? So if you go to the gym, you earn your food. And that was kind of the idea put forth in this article. And I think there's a lot of problems with that, you know, both from a, you know, physiology perspective of how we know what role exercise actually plays and, you know, maintaining weight versus diet, and also from a, you know, a habit and a long-term sustainability and a relationship with food perspective, right? You know, one of the things that we've learned, you know, working with the thousands of clients we have is the food and the exercise piece are kind of inextricably linked in that you can't use one as an avenue to the other, right? So you don't, you know, you don't use exercise to say, oh, if you go run, you know, 20 miles today, you burned enough calories to afford the cake that you want to eat.
Right.
Because then you kind of, you set up this paradigm where the only reason now that you're exercising is so you can eat food that you normally otherwise wouldn't.
Well, and you can't out-exercise a bad diet. You know, when I read this title, my mind immediately went back, and I think I've shared this with you before, so I used to have this friend, Shirley Beeman, and she and I used to do the equivalent of like two triathlons a week. We were in incredible shape in our 20s and just exercised all the time, so we would do this thing twice a week, usually, typically at least once a week, where we would go and we would run 7 miles, then we would bike 20 miles, we would swim, and then we would come back and then we'd run another 7 miles, and then we would go to our favorite pizza place.
But you know that 20s and was the key word out of your mouth right there was 20s. Yep.
But you know, I'm glad you brought that up because, Brad, we've had Lawrence Ballinger on, and he's a bodybuilder,
right?
A competition bodybuilder, and he tells us that he eats crap.
Yeah, well, that's going to catch up with him again.
Well, you know, you've got to remember that bodybuilders, especially during specific times of the year, like during their peak season where they're trying to build muscle tissue, is, you know, a lot of those guys are eating 6,000-7,000 calories a day.
Yes.
And you literally can't get there from eating chicken and kale. Like, you have to have, you know, very calorie dense, quote unquote, crap foods just to hit those calorie numbers. Otherwise your digestive system is going to go crazy.
Yeah, I mean, and there are some, it's funny, you know, we went to the Paleo FX, Dr. Dieter, over the weekend. One of the samples I have in my hand of this thing, it's called Ample. It's a meal shake. It's 600 calories.
Whoa.
It's got all kinds of, it's got the whey protein, coconut oil, macadamia nut oil, brown rice protein, all these things, but collagen protein, high in calories, you know, 31 grams of fat, but it's good fat, not, you know, not trans fat.
Yeah, it's not like you're eating 10 ding dongs.
Right. But this will make you feel better too and build good muscle, lean muscle, as opposed to like Lawrence, I remember him saying, like he eat
Pop-Tarts.
Like a whole package of Pop-Tarts or Oreos, not to mention they're genetically modified. They're full of high fructose corn syrup, you know, bleached white flour, like the worst stuff on the planet, oils.
Now, with that said, he still ate his, you know, fish and steak and vegetables. Yeah. But, you know, you were talking about triathlon, you know, equivalent to triathletes, Brad, they also, even when they're in competition, they'll eat this, you know, we have like that, the fat bombs in there, but they're like goo, but that's like straight sugar.
Yeah.
And they'll, consume those.
A lot of the reasons for those have nothing to do with, you know, health. Is it during a race like that, the limiting factor of your performance is how many calories you can take in while you're still, you know, expending energy, but you have a digestive issue, right? So if you're eating, you know, complex foods, and, you know, there's different transporters in your stomach that regulate, you know, motility, and there's a whole lot of stuff. So the reason those people use those things, it's not because they think they're the healthiest thing. It's you have this barrier that prevents you from taking in, like, real food or anything like that. So a lot of those things are designed so you don't have digestive issues. I mean, if you talk to, you know, Ironmans or, you know, professional triathletes, the biggest reason they don't finish races is when they have GI distress, because they're either not consuming enough, or they're consuming too much, or the, like, you know, osmolality of their drinks are too heavy or too light or things like that. So
your body will literally break down.
Well, you just can't process it.
Yeah.
And right. so you get GI distress.
Well, what do you think is, so you said this article in Psychology Today, you disagreed with that a lot. So what are some of the things that you disagreed with that they were trying to sell?
Yeah, you know, they kind of use this thing of, the thesis of the article was, you know, use food as an enticer to get people to exercise.
Oh, I...
Yeah, you know, it's like, okay, well, if you want this piece of pizza, go to the gym so you can earn your pizza. But we know that what's going to happen is you're going to develop these food habits,
right,
and then eventually your exercise is going to go away. Well, and then you still have these food habits.
Well, yeah, and what if you, like me, and I broke my leg right out of the gate this year.
Sure.
Broke my
yeah.
foot, you know? If I had habits like that, I would be two-ton...
Tilly.
Thank you. I didn't know who it was.
Two-ton Tilly,
that's an
maybe.
Old one. You know, I could have blown up really fast. Anyway, but yeah, so bad habits, it's not a good way to broach in your mind, you know, the subject of exercise and food and the relationship to it. You know, I love to eat, you know, and pizza is probably one of my biggest weaknesses. Pizza, wine, and chocolate, those three items. But
Brad, what's your vice?
Mine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I have two. I probably consume more coffee than is good for me, and ice cream is my vice.
Okay.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I'm not on the ice cream, but it's so easy to you know, get caught up in bad habits like that. And as you know, we've talked about many times, you cannot out-exercise a bad diet, right?
Yeah.
You know, you can, but it's very, very difficult, right? You basically have to be a professional athlete, you know, expending 5,000-6,000 calories a day.
But
for 99.9% of the population, you really can't, you know, the 1 or 2 hours at the gym a day is not going to offset your dietary behaviors.
Yeah, and I think it sets up a negative, a negative thought process in relationship to exercise, too. That it's not something that improves your overall health and makes you feel good. I mean, there's tons of research that shows that one of the best things that you could possibly do for your body, your mind, your spirit, your whole health is to exercise several times a week.
Well, you know what cracks me up, guys? Brad, you have to shake your head at this, too. And when you look at, you know, the late night weight loss commercials, and what is the common denominator in all those commercials? I don't have to work out.
Right. Right.
I lost, you know, 40 pounds and I could eat anything I want and I don't have to even work out.
And you're going to gain it right back because of your bad habits, which is exactly what we're talking about.
That's exactly why the company that we do all of our coaching through is called Eat to Perform, right? Those systems never work long term. And so you have to figure out a way to engineer people's lives to where they are more active. And, you know, a lot of the, one of the big parts of that's a problem with a lot of these messages, everything is, you know, less, right? How do we eat less? How do we diet more? And in reality, the best solution is, how do we engineer people's lives so they're more active and they're actually doing more things, so they can have, you know, lives that are fulfilling and they're not always, you know, trying to restrict calories to the lowest number they can.
Mm-hmm. Well, and consistency is the key to success here. You know, it's like anything. And so now a lot of people are like, oh, I've got to get in shape for summer. You don't have to do that if you keep yourself on a more, you know, just a simpler diet. That doesn't mean that you have to restrict yourself from the things that you love. It just... somewhere in the middle, moderation with everything is what really works, isn't it?
Exactly, yep.
Okay, so what else do you want people to know before we go to break about our rewarding exercise with food?
You know, probably two things. You know, don't view either your training or your diet as any sort of punishment or reward, right? Just view it as a process that gets you where you want to be in life. I think when you can start to separate this punishment reward idea for your training and your food, the process gets a whole lot simpler and a whole lot easier for people.
Great stuff. Always love having you on with us, Dr. Brad Dieter.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
Yep, you too. Thank you so much. You can find all of our experts at OneLifeRadio.com. We'll be right back with Dr. Nasha Winters. Stay tuned. We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Stephanie Toops, and our very special guest today, Dr. Nasha Winters. So happy to have her on the show. Dr. Winters is a naturopathic doctor. She is a naturopathic oncologist, a licensed acupuncturist, a diplomat of Eastern medicine and Ayurvedic medicine. I think I said that close enough, right, Dr. Mm-hmm. Winters? That's a tough one.
It is
until you get used to saying it, and then it rolls off the lips.
Exactly.
But I am so thrilled to have you on the show. Everyone out there, Dr. Nasha works exclusively educating clients, doctors, and researchers worldwide on how to apply integrative oncology philosophically and therapeutically. She had a diagnosis of cancer in 1991, and it redirected her focus from studying conventional medicine to that of one that embodied the concept of psychoneuroimmunology, naturopathic medicine, Chinese medicine, and Ayurvedic medicine. Her interest in all things medicine landed her in a rich learning environments, many of them that further rooted her in a scientific but holistic terrain-centric approach that leaves no stone unturned. I absolutely love that. Dr. Nasha, along with her co-author, Jess Kelly, MMT, authored the book, The Metabolic Approach to Cancer. Thrilled to have you on the show. So, so thrilled.
Aww.
So I really am. I see you on Facebook like, you're just amazing. And I am so appreciative of you doing all this work, trying to help all the people out there that are suffering from cancer, like my dear friend, Inez, my BFF, the most lovely woman you've ever met in your life. And she has just been suffering for 3.5 years trying to find the cure to her cancer. And so this book that you wrote is so comprehensive, and yet it's so easy to read. Can you tell our listeners, let's start with the chapter in your book about stress and circadian rhythms. Let's start with that.
Boy, howdy. Well, first of all, Bernadette, you guys are amazing. I love your show. I also follow you on Facebook.
Oh,
and
thank
so
you.
It's a pleasure to be here. And just one tiny correction. I'm so used to this, but my name is pronounced Nasha Longe.
Oh.
And it's okay. It's weird because it looks spelled that way. So I always tell people, think echinacea, and that helps people keep it there. So, but that being said, you are right. We are all, if we didn't have cancer ourselves, we have someone dear to us that has it these days. It's, we're kind of, all of us are touched by it. And I love that you chose to talk about the chapter on stress, because we are pretty much living in a swimming pool of stress. And we can't get away from stress, but we certainly have to start to change our response to it. And Jess and I went to great lengths from our personal experiences and our clinical experiences to help give some really good ideas and tools and help people understand that, you know, gosh, food is important, obviously, and nutrients and other things of taking care of yourself. But if you also don't change your stress response, you could put the best food and nutrition into your body, supplements into your body, and not get anywhere simply because the stress is going to hold you back.
Oh, it does. Absolutely.
Pervasive. Yeah, it just is. And so, yeah, I think that it's one of those things that we all kind of go, oh, yeah, we're all stressed, and we sort of brush over it. Mm-hmm. But we have got to start to really get real with it, connected with it.
Yeah, and you talk about circadian rhythms. So last night, you know, I had a busy weekend, just huge weekend from one event to the next. And last night, so my daughter was in her room and I stepped outside, the sun was setting and there was this beautiful orange, just beautiful orange sunset. I tried to capture it in an image. And I was at that moment though, when I was just staring at it, it is amazing how I calmed down and I found my mind going to a state of truly love and peace and just gratitude for every good thing that was happening and acceptance of the bad. It's funny how just staring at nature and being in awe of it settles the mind.
You're so right. And even that color speaks to the pineal gland and says, okay, team, let's slow down. We're going into the evening time. So, you know, there was a time not too long ago, even within the memory of many of our parents and grandparents, that we're still seeing by the, you know, lantern and candlelight. And that golden hue did not impact our sleep patterns and our circadian rhythms like our screen time and our, our blue light exposure does, which can really throw us off. So I think that's a really good, you know, thing that you bring up. It's like, just simply go and watch the sunset can do wonders for your chemistry.
Well, and you know the science behind it. I had no idea about the pineal gland, you know, being in connection to it, but it makes perfect sense. And I think about the, you know, Native American Indians and how creative they were and how deeply they understood nature because they were so connected to it.
Yes. And we've gotten, you know, that's a lot of people say that cancer and chronic illness is a complete disconnection of self. It's a loss of communication between ourselves. It's a metabolic process that's just kind of gone haywire. And that also, that's an internal process, but we've also reached that in our external process. So, you know, a lot of us are working into the late hours, looking at screens. We're under the lights of our house and not of the sky, you know, 99% of the time. We are disconnected from nature, from seasons, from moon and sun, from light and dark and cold and hot. We just are so, you know, everything is just like status quo. You're in your 74-degree room, whether it's the dead of winter or the middle of the summer. And that doesn't allow us to really recharge and reset the circadian rhythms within our body.
Well, Dr. Winters, you know, you're talking about stress. I'm looking at 20, 30 years ago. do you think we are just more stressful, or is it a different and more intense kind of stress that we're feeling these days? Because it seems like we are a very sick society now, but we know more about nutrition, but it seems like we're more sick.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the thing is I think that there's so many things we brought on to help make our lives easier that they, in fact, backfired.
I agree.
I think about like Tupperware, for instance. What a great idea. And yet now we're all dying from the endocrine disruption plasticizers of that. Or, you know, even these things to make our lives simple, the technologies, the electricity of running our computers and the EMS of our cell phones and all those things, we are energetic beings. So all of that constant barrage of EMS into our system, we never get a turn off. Yeah, I think that's the biggest difference of the last 20, 30 years. We are always plugged in.
Well, we're moving too fast, and we're all in too much of a struggle to make money. It's not good. It's not healthy for us. You know, you talked about endocrine disruptors. Made me think of the gut. And in your book, you have a whole chapter on all disease begins in the gut, which is a quote from Hippocrates, which I didn't even know that. But can you tell us some of your findings on the microbiome, what you personally have discovered?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, you know, we've known for a very long time. Dr. Gershon's book came out in the late 80s, early 90s, called The Second Brain. Mm-hmm. And it talked about the gut, sort of the tube, as our second enteric nervous system. And he was just poo-pooed and ignored at that time. And now his work is basically all the rage. I always tell my clients that we're simply a tube with a body wrapped around it. And so pretty much anything you put into that tube is going to impact your HPA axis. So that's your endocrine hormonal systems. It's going to impact your neurotransmitters. A lot of people don't realize we actually have more serotonin in our gut than we do in our brain. And so we found that our microbiome is innately connected to that neurotransmitter development. We depend on our vitamin K2 synthesis and our B12 synthesis, which are so important for many metabolic pathways in the body that are dependent on the little organisms that live in our GI tube. And then we literally can say now that we are, that gut feeling or that emotional intuitive side, our emotional patterns are now being linked to our gut. And so, golly, and then we just constantly are hitting it with so many things, from medications,
sugar,
toxins in our water, sugar.
Yep.
You know, we changed that climate so much. And we also have also broken up we used to have such diversity of the microbiome. Now we don't. And we're like monocropping our agriculture, but we've also monocropped our microbiome. And that has caused us a lot of disparities in our health.
Well, you know, you've got so much knowledge. You're going to have to, I have a little more time, but you're going to have to come back and do a regular segment if you have the time with us, even once a month, just to help us get this information to people, because it's so critical. You know, you know that we talk a lot about the ketogenic diet on the show. And in fact, Dr. Thomas Seyfried, is that Dr.?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
He's the father of the research of this, PhD, has actually been on the show before. He's a professor of biology at Boston College, for those of you that don't remember. But, you know, he and you and a lot of other people are talking the metabolic approach to cancer.
Yeah.
So what are some of the key points that you want our listeners to know in the next 2 minutes?
I would keep it very simple. The idea of the metabolic approach to cancer, and frankly, we could clump chronic illness into that, is that we depend on, just like our cars depend on good gasoline to drive and function effectively, we also depend on good gasoline that we put into our car to function effectively. Our dis-ease today is based on inefficient fuel sources and ineffective or even kind of gummed up or gum sources, energy sources. So sugar, we went from 5 pounds per person per year in the early 1900s to 175 pounds per person per year as of 2014 statistics.
Wow.
We've changed drastically the fuel source that we are inundating our bodies with. You know, carbohydrates were never a problem until we overdid them. You know, wheat was never a problem until we bastardized it. Right.
Right.
You know, our agriculture in general wasn't a problem until we added all of the chemicals. We have caused a lot of the harm by trying to help ourselves, trying to simplify, trying to feed the world, if you will. And so we need to get back to cleaning up the gasoline that we put into our vehicles. And simply put, that's what the work of Dr. Seyfried and before him, Dr. Otto Warburg, and myself continuing on for over 25 years in this field, this is where we're taking the news to the streets.
Wow, so thrilled to have you on the show. Dr. Naysha Winters, it's pronounced it correctly, right, Naysha?
All right. Thank you.
Can't wait to have you back.
I look forward to talking again.
Yes, can't wait. Thank you again. Thank you so much. All right, everyone, I hope you enjoyed that. This book is amazing. You have to get it, The Metabolic Approach to Cancer. It's comprehensive and it's easy to read. It's a great book. I encourage you to get out there and purchase it. You know what? You're listening to One Life Radio.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Spring is the season for weddings and celebrations. After you choose the flowers and the food, don't forget the lights. Add them to your tables, wrap the trees, and light the walls with curtain lights. Use classic white or pick a color. The choice is yours. Find the lights to make your celebration sparkle at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, and Stephanie Toops. Stephanie is a dear friend of mine. I love this woman. She is so much fun, and you know, you're so well educated. You're like, you really, really are on so many different subjects.
Thank you.
It's actually pretty fascinating. Stephanie became fascinated with the personal care industry after being diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. She spent the last 3 years sorting through the sea of healthy offerings on the market and learning how to pronounce six-syllable chemicals in an effort to clean up the product mix within her home and get her family healthy and back on track. And today we're talking about 10 natural remedies for poison ivy. We actually got this idea from our listener in Maryland, and my mind just went blank. Shireen, that's it. Shireen, yes. And I emailed her on the plane headed back from Austin when I thought that what a great topic, because I actually know someone that got poison ivy just last week. And of course, you know, it's the beginning of summer and everybody wants to prevent the mosquitoes, the fleas, the ticks, and everything that comes along with it. And there are some really fascinating, simple things. Like, I didn't know personally when I was, barely to start reading about it yesterday that ticks and they don't like vinegar.
Vinegar is one of those. I even wrote this down, like the almighty apple cider vinegar.
Yes.
I feel like it's the thing that we say, that what's that show, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, where he's spraying Windex on everything.
Yeah.
I feel like that's apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that it heals your gut. It keeps the ticks away.
And Bragg's is the best brand, by the way.
Yes,
it is with the mother. It's got to have the mother in it. The mother bacteria.
Yes. Apple cider vinegar is a great thing. It not only keeps the ticks away, but it also will treat like a poison ivy or something that's got that rash on it. So, it's, again, fantastic.
I've never had poison ivy. I don't
haven't
know.
Either.
I've been
I hope
so
I
lucky.
Never do. Yeah.
I remember my Aunt Clara got it really bad when I was just a little kid, and her legs and her arms just looked horrible. And then another friend of mine I saw last week had picked up poison ivy. Again, his skin looked terrible. And so what do you want people to know about these these natural remedies for poison ivy.
Well, one of the first things I say that you can do is when you come in from outside is immediately shower. Mm. Try to get it off of you. Mm-hmm. It can immediately impact your body, but it can take up to 2 hours. So I would say the best thing that you can do, number one, is wear protective clothing. I think a lot of times it's hot, so we have shorts on and tank tops. But if you can wear like an organic cotton garment or something like that with pants and sleeves on it, that's really the best way to protect your skin. And then if your skin does get exposure to the vegetation around you, immediately cleanse it if possible. That will get that oil off of it. And then from there, if you do contract it, then you want to treat it. So,
well, it's really interesting. It's a form of cellulitis, kind of?
Well, it's actually an oil from the plant. And, you know, that's, you know, so interesting because essential oils really all come from plants, right? I mean, we're pulling these oils out of these plants. And so it's an oil that's found on this specific plant that when it reacts with your skin, it just creates, yes, this horrible rash,
havoc.
Which is, yeah, I mean, then you scratch it and then you do get infections and all those kinds of things. So you want to treat it if possible. And so a couple ways to treat it. Baking soda baths or paste. So you can make a paste with a baking soda bath. Take a bath with baking soda or just mix it with baking soda and apply it. That should help soothe the itch. Oatmeal baths are also great. I do a ton of oatmeal baths with my kids when they get like even diaper rash.
Oh,
anything like you're talking about with cellulitis where they get an itch and kids can't control that urge to scratch. And so you have to figure out a way to stop that scratch.
Oh, yeah.
Keep their nails. Make sure to clip their nails so that they don't have... they don't have long nails. And then one of the things is just with cellulitis is washing hands. I think we don't all understand how important just washing hands and how much of a huge impact that made in terms of our just cleanliness. I mean, when people started realizing, oh, doctors should just wash their hands. Washing your hands is a huge impact, which seems so simple.
Yeah, really it does. Simple. I have a funny memory when my first baby was born, and my the father and I took our daughter to the pediatrician, and he's a germaphobe a little bit. I am too, but it was just kind of funny. Normally, it's something you'd see the mother do.
Yeah.
He jumped in front of the baby before the doctor touched it and said, "You didn't wash your hands." And the doctor looked at him and said, "What?" And he goes, "I watched you come from that door into this door. You did not stop and wash your hands. Please wash your hands before you
it's
touch
huge.
My baby."
It's huge.
It was an uncomfortable visit from that point further. But you know what? You do something as simple.
You got to be a mama bear or daddy bear.
Yeah. You got to wash your hands before you do stuff and after.
Yep.
You know, it's critical.
Yep.
So, you know, as we were talking about I see it on the list here, the organic apple cider vinegar. Can you bath in that too? Or Epsom salts would probably be a good one too, right?
So one of the things I was going to say, and this is a really tough one, and we were just talking about this off air about how sometimes you try the best that you can to use an organic solution and to use a really healthy solution. And then sometimes you just, I mean, modern medicine is a good thing, right? I mean, I think we all believe that certainly it's advanced our longevity. But, you know, if you are going deep into the woods and you have a child that natural solutions do not work for them. Like my son is very allergic to mosquitoes and mosquito-borne illnesses are no joke. I mean, we do not want West Nile. We do not want Zika. And you do feel like you need to use a deep product to keep them off of them. Absolutely, you want to wash that child as soon as you get home. You want to get that off of their skin, and then an Epsom salt bath is a great detox to kind of pull that out. So,
but don't fear the Zika, and I'm going to tell you why.
Ooh, tell me.
I read an article, and I don't have it in front of me, so this is from memory, but I'll just try to remember the best I can. Basically said that the Zika virus has been around for like 100+ years, and that it's not true that the brain just, you know, with a baby's born with the small...
is it encephalitis?
It's something.
Microcephaly.
There you go. Okay, so that happens just in the general public. The percentages are the same. And the Zika thing was just basically, I'm just saying what this said, was nothing more than a scare.
Well, and a lot of times if you have an autoimmune disorder, so like Lyme disease. So this specific woman asked us about ticks. And so Lyme disease, most often where you have a really significant reaction to that if you're already immunocompromised. And so if you have a history of an autoimmune disorder or you've already got, it's the same thing with the Gardasil vaccine. There's a lot of,
there's
a whole bunch of just really real tension around the Gardasil vaccine.
Don't do it. I've read so
and
much
if
about
if you've got somebody with an immunocompromised system already, that is where you really see the most violent response to something like that. It's sort of, it will make that dormant problem rear its ugly head. And so
it has destroyed a lot of young women's lives.
Yes. Yes. And so I think the main thing is that things like Lyme disease, things like West Nile, if you do have an immunocompromised system or you have the potential for that, that's where you need to be a little bit more serious about how you're going to protect from that. But there are some super, super, super great natural remedies. There's a great essential oils. On Guard from Young Living. Terra Shield is a great one for bug, to keep things at bay. There's another one called Kachaput, and that can be used to keep bugs at bay, and then it can also be used to treat poison ivy. So it's, you want to dilute it with a carrier oil and do not inhale it, because if it, don't put it on their face. If they inhale it, it can cause a problem with respiratory
issues.
We'll
put this out on a blog post on oneliferadio.com, and then I did a little writing. I'm going to share here. I'm going to get myself together in a quiet place and just share some thoughts that I had about things, just things.
I can't wait to read it. I love it.
I found some old notes. Danny, you'll laugh. You'll like it. Oh, my gosh. All right, everyone. You know what? You get one body. You get one mind. You get one life. We all know that. I really enjoyed doing the show today. I really, really did. Dr. Naysha Winters, get her book, The Metabolic Approach to Cancer. And thank you to our sponsors, because they make the rocket go up. Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, Squatty Potty, Sun Warrior, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and our new one, the Stop One Stop Paleo Shop.com.